Welcome to another edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. Well, this week we're talking about contract extensions and who else may be talking to them. We recently spoke to one of our software development managers we know who told us that he'd lost one of their best contractors recently. And when we delved deep, we found out that actually it was perhaps because they weren't able to sign off or discuss the contract extension right until the last minute. And unfortunately, the contractor wasn't sure if they were going to extend and left early. So no other reason than not actually being able to get that sign-off process approved. There may be some other reason as well internally, but of course, the point was that that consultant or that contractor actually left, not because they didn't like the role, not because they didn't enjoy what they did, but actually because they had lingering fears about their contractor not being extended, and someone else got to them and talked them up another opportunity and another challenge. And unfortunately, they took that role instead, and that person left the organization. And that could have been saved, really. You know, that manager now has that very difficult task of finding another contractor with that niche skill in this case. And they had that pressure as well of that tight project delivery, an extra headache that they may not have needed. So really, what you're trying to do is protect what could be your most valuable assets in some of your key contractors, is really not to forget the simple stuff. So here today, we just wanted to give you some tips about thinking about contract extensions when they come up, whether you're new to hiring contractors or you've hired consultants or contractors for many, many years, it might be just a reminder for you as well. So really, the first things we wanted to discuss is protecting your consultants, protecting your assets in the business as well. So those contract extensions may be vital for effective business management. You might not have those internal resources, or those consultants or contractors may be supporting other people in the business. So really, it's just making sure that you're adopting a proactive and well-organized approach, that there's not going to be any business disruption or project risk and personnel loss. You might have already invested significant time and energy and effort in the finding or onboarding or integrating those contractors in the business. So prioritizing those contract extensions really becomes essential to ensure that you don't lose them unnecessarily. So we talk about the planning horizon, and what we mean by that is typically those contractors span from maybe you've had them for 3 to 12 months. In some cases, it may be many years. However, that window for the contract extensions really approaches very, very fast. And sometimes if it's only a 3-month contract, that can come around very, very quickly after 8 weeks of them actually being within the business. They could be even longer. They may have been with you for 12 months or even 2 years. And again, you know, it may be a particularly niche skill, a very important part of the business. And you want to make sure that you're talking to them early and having those conversations if you can, if you have the budget, and you are able to continue and bring them on and keep them within the business. So to facilitate that successful extension process, it's really crucial for you as a hiring manager to be actively involved from the very start and make sure you've got some planning in advance where you're thinking about that. That might may need that you need to secure the necessary budget and establish clear communication with internal business stakeholders, finance, vendor management teams, and your recruitment agencies or partners. So initiating those discussions, ideally those discussions about those contract extensions should really come within 8 to 4 weeks before the end of assignment's completion. Now that may not be possible for all organisations or for whatever role it might be, but typically for a 3 to 6 month contract, I should say, that it might be 4 to 8 weeks before. It could be even 2 weeks. In some organisations, you see it constantly going to the wire, which could only be a week. And there's a real risk there that you're going to lose that consultant. For assignments perhaps that are longer, you might be talking a typical 4-week period as well. However, again, those challenges may arise. You might have last minute complications. You may not have budget. You may be looking to replace them with FTEs. There could be numerous other challenges within the business that precludes that. But keeping that line of communication open is absolutely key. Again, those budget disagreements, you might have inadequate planning, you might not be delays in finalising work schedules, the CFO may be pushing back on convincing to allocate funds for that work. So these are things that need to be thought about in advance. So mitigating risk is really about, you know, when they're not given that sufficient time to consider an extension, you might want to think about that they are exploring other opportunities, and rival companies are actually approaching them, enticing them away, making them doubt perhaps that that extension may even be coming, may not get signed off, or perhaps they've had several extensions and that person has come along with something more interesting and challenging. Maybe it's moved into a BAU. So keep that communication line open. That's really, really key. That's that constant, even if you don't have that extension. So even really articulating that reason behind the delay, that will help understanding and provide goodwill, trust and transparency. We firmly believe, finally, that effective organisations prioritise timely resolutions, ensuring business continuity and preserving what could be one of your most valuable assets or one of your valuable assets. So really, it's just being proactive about managing contract extensions, maintaining that constant communication, really to retain those consultants, which might mitigate risks for your projects and programmes to be complete. We really hope that's useful for you. Any feedback, please give us. My name's David Lawrence, and thanks for joining us on today's podcast.